Silas, thank you so much for reading that passage of Scripture this morning. You know, we have some wonderful, capable young men who will be doing this for us on Sunday, and we appreciate their willingness to respond to help us in that area. And we're so glad that all of you are here. We do want to welcome all of you. It is Mother's Day, and that's a special day for all of God's children. And whether your mother is deceased or whether she's living, we're so thankful and grateful for God having blessed her and bringing you into the world. You know, when you really stop and think about Christ and what he has done for us by the giving of his life on Calvary for all of us, he came into the world and blessed the world. And you know what? God could have chosen any avenue by which he would bless the world and bring Jesus here. But he chose a mother. He chose a woman. And you know, God has always honored women in so many, many ways. And we honor her today. If you hadn't got your mother a card, be sure and get her one. Let her know that you love her. You know, mothers generally do the right thing and say the right thing. I had a friend one time that actually gave his wife an iron for Mother's Day. And I thought, boy, you know, I couldn't believe that. But anyway, come Father's Day, she got him an ironing board. And anyway, I think he got the message. And, you know, I've always thought about Mom and what she means to our world today. You know, I got to thinking about some things that perhaps you would never hear your mother say. Now, think about these just a minute. Things that your mother would never say. First one, how on earth can you see that TV sitting so far back? Or just leave the lights on, it makes the house look more cheery. Or let me smell that shirt, yeah, it's good for another week. Or go ahead and keep that stray dog, honey, I'll be glad to feed him and walk him every day. Well, if Timmy's mom says it's okay, then it's good enough for me. Or the curfew is just a general time to shoot for. It's not like I'm running a prison around here. Or I don't have a tissue with me. Just use your sleeve. Well, those are things that you would not hear your mother say. But I can tell you that there are many things that you would hear your mother say, and that is, I love you. And she would say it over and over and over again. And you know, mother is a gift herself, but no gift to your mother can ever equal her gift that she has given you, and that is life itself. I read the other day that 20% of all flowers given during any year, and I can't get this just a minute, were on Mother's Day. Mother's Day is the most widely observed holiday in America, said 96% of the people that were interviewed. And did you realize today that there are over 82 million mothers in America? Boy, what a great tribute. It really, really is. There were 600 university students one time who were asked to write down the most beautiful word in the English language. They could have written anything. But you know what they wrote? They wrote the word mother. Mother is such a blessing to our society today. You know, some of the great passages of the Bible that speak about this woman are found in the Old Testament. And oddly enough, King Lemuel, who wrote under the Solomon also, the pen name, King Lemuel. Anyway, he wrote and he spoke about the virtuous woman. Who is this woman? She is trustworthy, verse 11 says. She is strong in her convictions, verse 17. She is soft and merciful, caring for the less fortunate, and demonstrating compassion in verse 19 and 20. She is one who is optimistic, verse 21. She is one who is strong and dignified, verse 22 and 23, and always industrious, verses 13 through 16. And for all these and many, many more, she had unending praise of her family, verses 28 through 31. For Solomon said that her husband praises her in the gates, and she praises him. And her children rise up, and they call her blessed. Do we take for granted how hard it is to be a mother? You see, making a home is not just about cooking and cleaning, and that's what most people think about. This woman saw it as a privilege of caring for the family and other people as well. There is joy in serving those that you love. Do you see what that really means? If you go back to what he had to write, motherhood is not some kind of second rate. You know, sometimes I almost get embarrassed when some people ask a woman, you know, well, what do you do? Where do you work? Oh, I'm a housekeeper. Oh, you're just a housekeeper. You know, a homemaker is a tremendous blessing that comes from our Father who is in heaven. And it is a first-rate choice. And so to all of you mothers today, we say Happy Mother's Day. Now, I want to share some things with you this morning about mother that maybe you hadn't considered since last Mother's Day, okay? Number one, being a mom isn't the easiest job in all of the world. Sometimes people wonder what mom does all day long. Well, sometimes she's folding clothes, washing dishes. She is preparing meals. She is picking up her children at school. She is carrying them to school. She is helping them with homework. I mean, where do we start and where do we stop when we start thinking about motherhood? It is enough sometimes for them to pull their hair out. More than half of the mothers with children under 18 work. Consider that a moment. Now, 7 out of 10 work full-time outside of the home. But why do these women work? You know, there are reasons for all things, and there are reasons why women work. Maybe they have an ungrateful husband. Husbands, let me challenge you from what the Bible says, and thanks again to Silas for reading that. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Do not be an ungrateful individual. Sometimes women work because of the economic necessity in life. There are more women today in the workforce in America than ever before. Maybe it's just simply professional satisfaction. Sometimes people just want to work. They want to enjoy it. But do not neglect your children. Do not neglect your responsibility at home. Someone said, your mother doesn't work here. Clean up your own mess. And you know, sometimes we leave it for mom to clean up. We do, and that is an unfortunate thing. We should not only recognize that motherhood is something that is blessed by God, but we should all appreciate the value of motherhood as well. And that means to show her respect. I have seen teenagers at times stand up in the face of their parents and curse them and even say unkind things about them, remarks that they will never, ever be able to overcome. And that is a terrible, terrible thing. Psalms 139 and verse 13 says, "For thou," listen to this, "for thou didst form my inward parts, thou didst knit me together in my mother's womb." And for all of those that are advocates and proponents of abortion, you need to go back and read this. Maybe we need to start sending this to Washington, to our congressmen and other people. I think I know where President Trump stands on this issue. But it's so true that God formed us within the womb. He did. And he brought us into this world. And a mother will love you when no one else will. Think about this a minute. When Jesus was suspended between heaven and earth on the cross at Golgotha, the Bible tells us that the mother of Jesus was there. That's not by accident that the recording of those words are found in the New Testament. And the mother of Jesus was there. Watching her son die for the sins of all mankind. Sometimes when we get to think that we're a little bit better than we really are, perhaps you need to consider this. Don't aim to be an earthly saint with eyes fixed on a star. Just try to be the fella that your mother thinks you are. Exodus 20 and verse 12, Leviticus 19. And then Paul reiterated it again over in that book of Ephesians chapter 6. Honor thy father and thy mother. You would think that that would really be something that would come natural. You know, I always respected my parents. I always had respect for them. And I loved them dearly. And they respected me. And I'm so thankful that they did. Her teaching was not to be abandoned, King Lemuel said. For in Proverbs 1 and 8, he says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. You have an awesome responsibility today. I don't care whether you're grown and have kids of your own. We all have the responsibility to show respect unto your mother. We must, if we're going to please God. For a wise son will make a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. And let me tell you, there are people out in the world today that do despise. Proverbs 17:25, a foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him. Be the kind of person that God really wants you to be, and hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. You know why that is so true? You know why I think he really wrote that? Is the fact that people have a tendency to forget mom when she gets older. And I'm not saying it's wrong to make sure that your children are cared for in a nursing home or an assisted living, but we ought to make sure that we remember our mother. You need to make sure that you don't forget who she is and how important she is to the family. And again, no one will love a child like its mother. No one. God compares his love for us with that of a mother, disciplined, compared to fathers. Read the book of Isaiah 49, and you'll get the picture of what I'm trying to say. Mothers can communicate self-worth in a way that no one else can. When you feel like you are a failure, your mother is there to lift you up and to plant your feet on higher ground and say, you can do it, you can make it, you will make it. Mothers are to love their children. Love them deeply. Children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward. Psalms 127 and verse 3. Even though no one can love a child like its mother, some mothers need to be taught to love their children. We do. The book of Titus 2 says, the older women teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children. What does a mother's love actually do? It is fuel for life. It is your mother's love that keeps you going and keeps you motivated and challenging to do the things you need to do. And when life gets rough, love is the very thing that will give you the strength to go forward. And when life gets tough, it is love that is so important. And when life lets you down, love always gives encouragement. It gives meaning when life seems empty and cold. And when life gets mundane, it is love that gives us motivation and enthusiasm to be the kind of person that God wants us to be. And when life seems sad, it is love that promotes joy. And when life gets confusing, love will be the very thing that will give clarity to all of us. But there's another thing. Fourthly, mothers are to teach their children about God. I don't think I could say anything here today that would be more important. Teach your children about God. Teach them about the Lord. For 2 Timothy 1:5 says, Paul speaking, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first," notice this now, "in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, I am persuaded that in thee also." Paul didn't mention the father. He didn't mention the grandfather. But he mentioned the grandmother, and he mentioned the mother of that individual. Someone said, "Lord, please surround my kids with friends and adults who point them toward you. Amen." We ought to be praying for our kids every day. You and I have an awesome responsibility. But I'm going to tell you why it's important to pray for your children. Prayer, when nothing else will do, will move the hand of God. That's why Jesus said in Luke 18 and verse 1 that men ought always pray and never, ever give up. The first perception of right and wrong are taught by moms. It's true. I love my father very deeply, but I'm going to tell you something. Even though my mother died when I was 12 years old, I still remember well the great lessons that my mother taught me. The difference between right and wrong. It seems as though we live in a world today where nothing's wrong and nothing is absolutely right. Everything lies within a gray area, but it is not true, folks. Titus 2:4, again, older women admonish the younger women to love their husbands, love their children, to be discreet. And here's the rest of that passage. Homemakers, good, obedient to their children, husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. You know, it's fine for women to work, but I'm going to tell you something. You cannot work out in the field without taking care of the responsibilities that you have at home. Not and please God. Can't do it. Mother. Mom. Such a beautiful word, isn't it? In 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 and 15, Paul told Timothy, "But continue thou in the things which you have learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures." That's why we have programs like Children's Bible Hour. That's why we have Bible classes. That's why we encourage parents to bring their children to worship God, to learn what it means to be a Christian. And then he says, "Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the faith that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord." We should be so thankful every day, because every minute someone leaves this world behind. We are all in line without knowing it. You may be this morning. We never know how many people are before us. We cannot move to the back of the line. We cannot step out of the line. We cannot avoid the line. It is there. And so we should make moments count. Make priorities and keep them. Make the time to do whatever needs to be done. Make your gifts known. Make a nobody feel like a somebody. And make your voice heard. and make the small things big. Make someone smile. Make the change. Make love. Make up. Make peace. Make sure you tell your people and your family that they are loved. And make sure you have no regrets. And make sure you are ready when you move to the front of the line. To be a great mother, you must marry the right man. You must obey the gospel and train your children to love God. And you must honor your parents, and you will enjoy Christianity. And you must request the wisdom that comes from God, James 1 and verse 17. And then it will be a happy Mother's Day. And may God help each and every one of us to be the right kind of example, whether you're a mother or whether you are a father, and set the right kind of example before your children and before your family. And you know what? As a general rule, doesn't always work out that way, but as a general rule, they will rise up and they will call you blessed. Maybe this morning in our audience, there are those who are not Christians. Mothers, maybe fathers. When are you going to obey the gospel and set the right kind of example before your children if you want them to do the same? It is so important that we follow the wonderful example of our Lord Jesus. Make him the head of your house. Obey God and surrender your life unto him. And if you're not a Christian this morning, we plead with you to obey the gospel. We plead with you to become a child of the Most High God by repenting of your sins and acknowledging him as Savior and Lord. And be the kind of person that will bless the world around us. Everything you say to your child is absorbed. It is cataloged and remembered. What will your children remember about home? Let us stand and let us sing.